and I've been asked to speak over the fruit of the Spirit goodness. The idea of something being good is a very broad statement thrown around in today's society. Like someone saying, oh, that was a good idea, or you're a good driver. I bet many of us have been asked, how's your day going today? And a lot of us respond with, it's going good. We also find goodness listed in the fruits of the Spirit in Ephesians chapter 5. Those fruits in Ephesians chapter 5 are fruits that we bear, not only to benefit ourselves, but those around us as well. We as Christians have the responsibility to bear those fruits. This evening, we're going to take a few minutes on how to identify goodness in our lives today. But first, what does it mean for something to be good? While I was looking deeper into this word, I found some synonyms that I found interesting. One of them being that something that is good is something with high quality. Now I work at a car wash. My job is to clean the inside of people's cars. How am I supposed to know if I'm doing a good job at cleaning someone's car? Or how am I supposed to know if I'm doing a high quality job at cleaning someone's car? A lot of the time people either say, thank you, or you did a good job. And then you get the customers that maybe might complain, and it might not be up to their standards. And then there's Flint. But for the most part, I know if I've done a good or high quality job of cleaning someone's car based off that customer's reaction. The customers leave the car wash with the expectation of having benefited from paying us and having physical benefits that should show in their life after. An example is that if I clean someone's seat well and they're wearing nice clothes, they don't have to worry about their nice clothes getting dirty. They may be going to a wedding, they may be going to a job interview, so staying clean is very important to them. I was just cleaning a car the other day that had bugs in it. We don't need to mention what those bugs were. But after I cleaned that customer's car, that customer didn't have to worry about any disease the bugs carried, the bugs getting on them, or the bugs just still being in their car. So there's also health benefits from cleaning your car. Another benefit you can have from cleaning your car is that it'll last longer. And I could go on and on about how paying me to clean your car, paying me to clean your car will give you benefits throughout your life. When we are baptized, we receive the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is then in us. God gives us a tool to produce spiritual fruits in our life. Just like how when I clean people's cars, I'm given a vacuum, I'm given cleaner, and I'm given towels, etc., and I'm expected to show good or high quality results with those instruments. God expects high quality results from us when He gives us the Holy Spirit. Paul says that one of these ways we can do this is to produce goodness. So you might say, Jude, I get the part about cleaning your car and how it benefits people, but how can I produce spiritual fruit in my life that is good? I'd like to look at the Corinthians. That's right, the Corinthians. Many of us know that Paul spent the whole first letter and part of the second letter correcting the Corinthians. And they struggled with some issues like being immature or selfish or worldly, etc. But I'd like to take a look at what Paul had to say in 2 Corinthians 7, verses 13 through 16. So in 2 Corinthians, the 7th chapter, verses 13 through 16, it states, therefore we have been comforted in your comfort, and we rejoice exceedingly, more for the joy of Titus, because his spirit has been refreshed by you all. For if in anything I have boasted to him about you, I am not ashamed, but as we spoke all things to you in truth, even so our boasting to Titus was found true, and his affections are greater for you, as he remembers the obedience of you all, how with fear and trembling you received him. Therefore, I rejoice that I have confidence in you in everything. Because of the Corinthians, Paul says that him and some other people had been comforted because of their actions. The obedience and peace that they found provided benefits back to Paul and others. Paul also tells us that Titus' soul had been refreshed, also because of the Corinthians' obedience and actions. In other words, the output could be considered goodness. Being in their presence was a positive thing. And Paul seemed to know this about them because he had boasted to Titus about them. So Paul had known that the Corinthians had these fruits, but he just wanted to make sure other people could see them as well. The Corinthians had backed up what Paul was saying, obviously, we see in this section of this chapter. And we don't know exactly what they did, but whatever the Corinthians were saying and doing were comforting to Titus and Paul. In Ephesians, the 4th chapter, verse 29, it states, "Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers." What we say and what we do is one way in our life that we can live out goodness. It not only affects ourselves, but others around that. And we saw that in the passage in 2 Corinthians 7. Even with all their struggles, the Corinthians were able to do something that caused Paul and others to be comforted and Titus' soul to be refreshed. So what about us? I'd like you to take a second and think how you're doing at this. Are people receiving positive things from interactions with you? I think this is a very important question we should be asking ourselves. Are people receiving positive things, things of high quality, things they can benefit from in their lives from being around us? Whether it be younger people going to older people for advice, or if someone comes to you in a time of stress, do they go away with peace and comfort from you? Goodness is almost like a vibe people can get from us. What is that vibe that people get from being around you? Brother Justin Dunn, or otherwise known as Jill's brother, gave a wonderful sermon over receiving the prodigal son on Sunday. I felt like it went along with some of the stuff I have to say in this devotional today. Bear with me if I repeat some of the things Brother Justin said, but I really appreciated him talking about the church at Prince Road and how him being there and some of the interactions he had with those people made it feel like a better place to be. And I think this is one of the most important interactions we can have as Christians. When we have visitors, do they go away feeling comforted and feeling like this is a safe place for them to be? It's so important to have a sincere interaction with them because we don't know how far one or two sincere interactions could go with them. And if we don't, if we're tired that day, if we just don't feel like talking to people today, that's a wasted opportunity of possibly people entering or re-entering the church. One or two interactions with them could be the difference of them coming back next Sunday or Wednesday. Brothers and sisters, we should be expecting these interactions in our lives today. We should be mindfully working to produce these gifts that we are able to give with the Holy Spirit. Because if I go back to my job, if I'm given everything I need to be successful, and I don't do a good job or a high-quality job at cleaning someone's car, what are the consequences of that? I'm going to get fired, and I'm not going to get paid. Those are consequences. Brothers and sisters, when we're baptized, we receive everything we need, the Holy Spirit. If we're not producing those fruits we should be with the Holy Spirit, if we're not producing high-quality things people can feed off of us spiritually, if we're not giving the Lord any high-quality work, why should we expect the Lord to give anything of high quality to us? Brothers and sisters, in the final day, we will receive our compensation for our work here on this earth, whether it be eternal life in heaven with the Lord or eternal death. I pray that our words, actions, and interactions all emit goodness, and we give things of high quality or goodness to others around us, wherever we may be. So in that final day, we receive that compensation, that reward of eternal life together in heaven. Thank you. Amen.